Jane Austen at Home by Lucy Worsley. Read by Ruth Redman. With an introduction and epilogue read by the author.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Miss Austen's merits have long been established beyond a question. She is, emphatically, the novelist of home.
The words of Richard Bentley, publishing Jane Austen's novels in 1833. The world of Jane Austen's novels, seen in countless feature films, is domestic, well-ordered and snug. Her characters inhabit neat, genteel cottages, gentlemanlike country mansions and elegant townhouses in London or Bath. And her life is often seen through the same lens. It's an impression that you can't help but take away from the pretty, flower-filled country cottage at Chawton in Hampshire that finally provided Jane, her sister and their mother with a long-sought home. Jane moved there in 1809, probably expecting to live there happily until the end of her life. As it would turn out, she would not. For Jane, home was a perennial problem. Where could she afford to live? Amid the many domestic duties of an unmarried daughter and aunt, how could she find the time to write? Where could she keep her manuscripts safe? A home of her own.